This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Donald Trump was impeached by the House of Representatives Wednesday night, accused of abusing the power of the presidency to benefit himself politically, and then obstructing congressional efforts to investigate his actions. The AP's Sagar Magani reports.
He gave us no choice.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi opened a day-long debate by arguing Democrats were defending democracy against a president who violated the Constitution by abusing his power and obstructing Congress. But the impeachment process divided lawmakers like it divided the nation. Republicans like Arizona's Debbie Lesko argued Democrats are the ones committing abuses, targeting a president they simply don't like.
There is no proof, none, that the president has committed an impeachable offense.
The president himself called the impeachment effort an assault on America. He'll now face a trial in the GOP-led Senate, which is likely to acquit him. Sagar Magani, Washington.
As he was being impeached, President Trump was speaking at a campaign rally in the battleground state of Michigan, a state he won back in 2016. Trump told his supporters that he's done nothing wrong.
We did nothing wrong. We did nothing wrong. And we have tremendous support in the Republican Party like we've never had before.
Only two previous presidents have been impeached. The House in 1998 impeached President Bill Clinton on charges of perjury and obstruction of justice, but then the Senate acquitted him. The House impeached President Andrew Johnson back in 1868, but he was acquitted by one vote in the Senate. In other news, New Zealand authorities say two people missing, presumed dead since the New Zealand volcano erupted last week may never be found. Authorities say the bodies were probably swept out to sea. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.